Let's give the choir another hand. They did a marvelous job. You have your program. I'd like you to turn to the very back of your program now. We're going to share a verse of scripture out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and also out of Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 and 13 and 14. And I'll be reading it from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name will be called Prince of Peace." Luke chapter 2, verse 10, 11, and 13 and 14 read, "Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So I want to speak to you on this Christmas Sunday. I want to speak about the promises and peace of Christmas, the promises and peace of Christmas. When we read Isaiah chapter 9, that sixth verse tells us, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." What is strange about that statement, Isaiah assures us, he actually makes this as a conviction. It's a promise, but it's more than just a promise. It is a certainty that this unto us a child is born. It is a certainty that unto us a son is given. But the strange thing about this certainty, it doesn't happen for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, nearly 1,000 years. He says it with absolute conviction and certainty, it's going to happen. But then it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for many, many centuries. And so when we look at the promises of Christmas, I want you to know that God is a God who keeps his promise. God promised that a child would be born. God promised that a son would be given. And it didn't happen, but it didn't happen quickly. Didn't happen immediately. And oddly enough, it didn't happen to the ones that Isaiah spoke it to. It did not happen in their lifetime. And so what I want you to get from the Christmas story is that every word the Christmas story tells us is true. Every word of it is true. But the promises are not all going to be fulfilled today. They may not be fulfilled in your lifetime. I'd love for it to be fulfilled in my lifetime, but the way the promises are, God may fulfill, and he always does fulfill, but he doesn't always fulfill it in my lifetime or in your lifetime. But this is the good news. The good news is, even if he doesn't fully fulfill it in your life, he is going to fulfill it partially in every life. In every generation since this promise was made, there has been a partial fulfillment of it. And I'm hoping that God will bring it to fruition, maybe even in your lifetime or in mine. Unto us, a child is born. After Isaiah has declared that, it was some centuries later, but then Luke picks it up and Luke says to us, and I read that for you, "Behold, good tidings and great joy, which would be to all people, there is born to you this day." After all the centuries had passed, God finally, as the Apostle Paul says, in the fullness of time, God finally let that promise come to pass. He says it to these shepherds out in Galilee, "To you is born this day." And I want you to note some of the way he says it. He says it, it's in verse 11, "For there is born," and he says, "to you." It wasn't for all those other generations. It was for this generation, it's for me and you today, and it's for every generation that is to come, because God is saying, this is for you. He's doing it for you. This is the greatest Christmas gift God could give, was that he gave his only begotten son. And he did it for you. He did it for me. I like how the shepherds declared it. The angel declares this to the shepherds. The angel says, that is born to you. And it makes it personal, it makes it direct, it makes it for us to receive it. This day, it is this Savior that has been born. And he is Christ the Lord. Now, I want you to note a couple of things that Isaiah says. When Isaiah spoke of it, he said a child is born. And he didn't say a child will be born. That would have put it, I think we would have understood it and grasped it more quickly and easily had he said a child will be born. But he said a child is born. And so Isaiah declares it as if though it had already happened. It wouldn't happen for centuries, but Isaiah said, but it's certain it's going to happen. And so because of that certainty, he doesn't say a child will be born. He says a child is born. And because of that certainty, he says a child is given, a son is given. Not a son will be given. That would be the more appropriate, proper English way of saying it. But he says a child is given because of the certainty of it. And so today, as we celebrate our Christ, we celebrate it with that same certainty. He is coming back again. That child that was born in Bethlehem, he hasn't finished the work yet. He's coming back again. And so annually, each year, we celebrate this Christ, and we recognize this day could be the day. He may come back today. He may come back tonight. This is the Christ that we serve. This is the Christ that we celebrate. He is born, and he is the son that was given. So I want you to note that, and that's the first part of your outline. The promise is a child is born. The second part of your outline, the promise is a son is given. And those two promises have been fulfilled. The child has been born, and the son has been given. But this last promise, Isaiah calls him the Prince of Peace. And I left out the other four names that he talks about, Wonderful Counselor, and the government should be on his shoulders. I left all those out because I want to focus your attention on this Prince of Peace. Now, I should note to you that because Israel has spent 400 years as slaves in Egypt, they picked up some of the Egyptians' way of expressing things. And one of the things that they would do in Egypt is that each time the Pharaoh would have a son, they would consider that a divine person that was to lead them into their future. And they would always give, and this is why I think Isaiah picks this up, they would always give them five names. Pharaohs always had five names. It was the Egyptian way of expressing their divinity. Well, in Isaiah also gives Christ five names. And the last name, that last expression, was supposed to be the most poignant, the most important, the sharpest of those five. And the sharpest of the five that we have here is that he is called the Prince of Peace. This child that was born, this son that is given, he is the Prince of Peace. Now, when we look at who Jesus Christ is, he is the Prince of Peace, then why don't we have peace? Why isn't there peace in the world? The child has been born, the son has been given, so where is the peace? Where's the peace in our streets? Where's the peace across our world? Where's the peace in our families? Where is the peace in our neighborhoods? The Prince of Peace has been born. So where is the peace? Well, let me try to answer that with this passage of scripture. I really want us to grasp what the prophet is saying, and I want you to get also what Luke is telling us. And Luke says it, and it's the very last verse we have printed there. He says, through the angel, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards humanity. On earth peace. Now, because the angel declares it, just as the prophet Isaiah has declared it, there is supposed to be, even right now, peace on earth. There is supposed to be a celebration of the Prince of Peace being in us and among us. That was what was supposed to happen. But if you lived over 1 year, you learned that everything that's supposed to happen doesn't happen. And God is going to straighten that out. And the difficult and challenging part of God straightening it out is that God has decided that God will use human beings to straighten it out. He wants to use you to straighten it out. He wants to use me to straighten it out. He would not allow the angels to straighten it out. He would allow the angels to declare it. But now to make it happen, to make it a reality, the Prince of Peace has to live in you and in me. It is you and I have to embrace this Prince of Peace. And Jesus Christ, when he shares this with us, and I have it there in your outline, after number three, it says, these things Jesus says, and I want you to really get this, then, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. That's John 16:33. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's why we celebrate our Christ. He says, be of good cheer because I have given you my peace. He hasn't given it to everybody, but he's given it to those that will embrace him and that will love him and that will accept him as Savior. He's given us his peace. And if you want the Prince of Peace to demonstrate himself, he says, then you need to let the Prince of Peace live strong in your life. As the Prince of Peace lives in us, he has declared that he will give us not only peace, but he'll give us the joy of the Lord. He says, be of good cheer. That's why Christmas is a wonderful time to celebrate, because it reminds us that we got the Prince of Peace. And the Prince of Peace himself has declared, be of good cheer, be happy, celebrate, be glad, because the Prince of Peace is among us. He brings peace, and he wants to start by bringing peace to your life. That's why Jesus tells us, don't be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Recognize that the Prince of Peace is with you. And with God, all things are possible. Do you need a healing? God is able to bring healing. Do you need families brought back together again? God is able to bring families back together again. Do you need God to lift up the bowed down head? Do you need him to wipe a tear from your eye? God is able to do all things. Be of good cheer. Jesus Christ, he didn't allow the angel to say this for him. He says this himself. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He doesn't say I will overcome it. He's like the prophet Isaiah. He said it's already a done deal. I've overcome the world. And so when we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the fact that our Christ has already done it. Now, it hasn't already been fulfilled yet. It hasn't been completed yet. But it's already done. When God says it, that's it. When I was a boy, we used to say, when God says it, I believe it, and that's it. But we shortened that now. When God says it, doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. When God says it, that's it. When God says it, whether you believe it or you don't believe it, it's it. God will make it happen. That's why I hope and pray that you will have a great Christmas, that you will have cheer this Christmas, because God has told us out of his own mouth. Jesus Christ says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's why we celebrate our Christ. He has already overcome the world. The devil might still be flying high, but he's going to have to come down. In fact, he's got to go way down. God's got a place for him called hell, and he won't be able to get out of that place. But our Christ said, while he's still among us, while the devil's still among us, he's still going to cause some trouble. That's why I have it printed for you there, John 16:33. He says, I've spoken to you and I've given you my peace, but in this world, you will have some tribulations. In this world, you're still going to have some trouble. In this world, the devil's still going to, he's still going to be the devil. He's going to steal, he's going to kill, he's going to destroy. That's John 10:10 says, that's what the devil does. He steals, he kills, and destroys. He's going to do it in your life. He does it in my life. That's what the devil does. And then Jesus tells us this in John 16:33. He says he's going to do what he does. He's going to bring trouble and he's going to bring tribulation. But then Jesus said, but be of good cheer. I'm glad about that. I rejoice when I read this verse. Yeah, the devil's giving me some trouble. The devil gives me some tribulation, but I can be happy because God, my Christ, has overcome the devil. He's overcome the world, and he said, be of good cheer. You don't have to celebrate what's going on in your life right now. Celebrate what God is going to do in your life. He's going to make it right. He's going to pick up a bowed down head. He's going to wipe the tears from our eyes. He's going to make us joyful and glad and happy to be alive. God will do what he promised. The great news of Christmas is his promises. It is the promise of Christmas. And I'm going to close with this. God has promised that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us. God has promised that he would put food on our tables. God has promised that he would not allow us to be alone. God has promised the joy that comes with being a part of the body of Christ. God has some precious promises. I'm going to close with this. It is a song by Stevie Wonder. And Stevie Wonder says this, and I'm going to read some of it to you. If I could sing, I would sing it. He says that someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. We would have learned what Christmas is for. Someday at Christmas, we'll see a land where there's no hungry children and there's no empty hand. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no tears because God has come and taken away all our fears. Someday at Christmas, all our dreams will come true and we'll live in a world where everybody is free. Someday at Christmas, mankind will not fail. Hate will be gone and love will prevail. Someday at Christmas, our Christ is gonna lift up every bowed down head. Someday at Christmas, he's gonna wipe every tear from our eyes. Someday at Christmas, he's gonna make sure there are no empty hands. He's gonna make sure that everybody is fed, everybody everybody is housed. Everybody has the care that they need. Someday at Christmas, and my brother and sister, that day is when our Christ returns. That's going to be a Christmas day. That's going to be when Christ has come. And we're going to celebrate, and we're going to be glad, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to be happy someday. May not be today. Someday, our Christ will bless. I'm going to stop right there. Will you stand with me now? Maybe somebody wants to accept this Savior today.